Pedro Pascal uses Fantastic Four premiere to lecture about protecting trans people in a world they never asked to be brought into. By Warner Todd Houston on July 9, 2025. Actor Pedro Pascal is once again pushing transgenderism. This time at the London premiere of Marvel's latest blockbuster, The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Pascal's brother, Lucas, came out as transgender in 2021 and now demands to be called Lux Pascal. Since his brother came out, the star, who seems to have become ubiquitous in Hollywood these days, has become a loud and insistent supporter of the transgender movement. And he seems to take every opportunity to push transgenderism into every situation and conversation. His latest activism occurred on the red carpet in Berlin, when he told reporters that it's important to protect people, especially those simply asking for the right to exist in bodies that belong to them and in the world that they never asked to be brought into, he said. That seems somewhat hard to believe, of course. While people born into this world can conceivably be thought of as not necessarily asking to be born, trans people make a particular choice to be born. They directly elect to go from their birth gender to some assumed status. So, trans people do, indeed, ask to be born quite specifically. Pascal went on, saying, "It's a very, very small, vulnerable, inspiring, courageous and brave community that fills me with a lot of inspiration. Therefore, it's very important to protect that. They would do that for us." Pedro Pascal speaks out about trans people at the premiere of The Fantastic Four in Berlin. "Women have a right to single-sex spaces. Hashtag born Molly always am in pic.twitter.com/4ne3sarm. Kavakagi Reborn, at Kavakagi Reborn, July 9, 2025. This is only the latest example of Pascal speaking out in favor of transgenderism. Late last month, Pascal attacked Harry Potter creator J.K. Rowling for her activism for women's rights, calling her a bully who makes me fucking sick. Early that month, he attacked the Trump administration for cutting funds to the duplicative LGBTQ youth suicide hotline. The administration cut the funds because there is already a youth suicide prevention hotline and it didn't seem necessary to have one for LGBTQ youths, as well. But Pascal signed a letter blasting the cuts as somehow endangering public health. In April, he was again seen attacking J.K. Rowling, calling her a heinous loser for her opposition to transgenderism. He also showed his support for the trans community during the UK premiere of Marvel's Thunderbolts, where he wore a Project Dolls t-shirt. The word dolls is slang for transgender women. Pascal also mocked fans of his own series, The Last of Us, for opposing the radical gay messages in his series, and accusing anti-trans activists of terrorizing trans people. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.